Hello guys, welcome back to the Cycles Podcast with me, your girl, Adhiambo, Adhiambo, Kisumu City. You're hanging out with me, Maeve Cheryl, and we are in the fifth season of Cycles Podcast. It's been such a milestone. This is such a big milestone. Five seasons means we're like 40 episodes in.
Hashtag consistency.
Wow. It's key.
Well.
So with me here today, I have...
I introduce myself?
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
Wagwan Nairobi, Wagwan Kenya, Wagwan Team Mikelon. I don't think I've used that for a very long time.
Team
Mikelon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to use that when I was doing vlogs. I don't know why I don't do vlogs anymore, but yeah.
Okay. We'll unpack.
So what do you do? Tell us about Mikelon.
Oh, so I was waiting for Madame Pia.
Mezoi Sauti.
Okay. What do I do? I create content online. That's what I do online. Offline, I'm a product manager. Let me just say that.
Oh, see, you don't want to delve deep into...
into products?
Product management.
You know, what kind of product? I was actually about it 2 seconds ago.
I don't like putting it out there, like where I work.
Okay.
Yeah, in terms of that, like I'm able to separate the two worlds.
Okay.
Yeah, but I do product management in banking. Used to be in fintech, but now it's in banking.
Hey, tech bro.
Yeah. You told me not to use that word.
It's a tech bro in the building.
I told me not to use that word, but sort of. Yes.
I mean, you tech bros are gonna reputation.
Yeah, your reputation. Yeah.
Have you experienced a tech bro?
Like Campo. Hey. I think the only guys I dated
what
were doing.
Bros?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You were ahead.
We were actually in the same campus, but all these guys were. Not all these. Honestly, it was one guy actually. I dated one guy in campus. Mm-hmm. He did BBIT as well. He did the same course as him, but
me decorous and I boom.
I steered off that
busy. I'm nini. Ni endele.
I know. Endele.
I'm na boom. Like he didn't scare person. Miss Jayona. But I miss Jay ni fikia. Anyway, manifesting. Good tech bro. Anyway,
yeah.
So what are some of the things that caught your attention in the past week or even in the current week? Me, cause I kuna story specific. Yeah, nyamaza. Kuna story specific. Nataka mni explain yena ni story ya submarine. Cause me najua, I just know it's people who didn't know what to do with their money. And then they decided to do nonsense with it, and now they can't. They didn't even live to tell the story. What was up with that?
You know, we're looking at each other, figuring out who's actually going to unpack this.
No, I don't think they didn't know what to do with their money.
Mm-hmm.
They just have particular interests.
Yeah, it's just like interest, you know. It's like. Kusikia mtu anataka kwenda kupanda Mount Kenya utashindwa why.
Lakini tafadhali Mount Kenya as soon as I come back alive.
No, but you see to some people kwenye... they wouldn't want to climb mountains. Why? It's like kwambia mtu amke 5 a.m. kwenda gym. There's some people who will that's good. Others will be like unaamka mapema kwenda kukimbia.
Yeah. I'm not one to
why you get?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was just like an interest they had.
I'm not one to yuck people's yum, especially since I also like adrenaline sports. you guys will see me doing some controversial activities. I like the adrenaline that comes with it. I don't play with the water, though.
Same.
Honestly, there's too much of the sea and the ocean that is undiscovered. So, mimi ni story tu za angani. But other than that, again, I don't want to yuck their yum. I just don't get it.
Me too.
Like...
I don't get it.
It's the Atlantic Ocean. Do we not remember the story of the Titanic?
There was apparently
a ship before it called the Titan that also had that kind of issue. And it's like, why are we playing with the Atlantic? Why can't we, you know, just like...
With Bluetooth.
Something else.
The device was connected to Bluetooth.
Oh yeah, so like the controller.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, can you imagine? Fun of that.
Like, and they can't even call it a submarine. They have to call it a submersible because I think of the engineering behind it. It was just not necessary. It didn't like pass the checklist. So there's so much that could have gone wrong. apparently in the contract that they were signing, mm-hmm. there was the word death, I think, at least 3 times. And they were just, you know, signing it. I was like...
Yeah, because I think it's
the information surrounding it just becomes more and more shocking to you the more you listen to it. And you're just like, what? What?
Okay, you said you can't do water. What about space?
Guys are now going to space. I don't think I can do space. Can I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah,
I
just play with the sky. You don't know if it's going to be like a one-way trip.
But you're signing a contract that tells you it might. Even if it might have worked before. Uh-huh. This time... What makes you... okay.
No, but I think everything is a risk so in life.
What got your attention in the past week?
The same story.
Mm-hmm.
This week...
Wow. Where were you over the weekend?
Ah, good question. There was Nviri's concert. Uh-huh. That was on Saturday.
Yeah.
Sunday, I went home to my folks. So mm-hmm. just relaxing.
Ah, you
went
at Blankets?
No. I wasn't there. Yeah, too much chaos.
Was outside.
Yeah, me on Saturday, I was healing. Okay, actually, no. On Saturday... Well. Oh, my gosh. Let's not even unpack that.
What happened?
Sherehe tu.
Okay.
Sherehe tu mpaka 6 in the morning, unafika home. Sunday,
uh-huh.
I was so hungover. I just went to watch F1. I went back home. I was fighting for my life. And when I tell you guys I'm fighting for my life,
Saturday was late.
To understand.
Hey, like, leo ndo nasikia poa. I've literally gotten to the age where najua vizuri sana. Siwezi kunywa vile kunywa kampo. Yeah, niwachane na hiyo story. I need to look for home body activities. I've recently just bought a coloring book.
Wow. That's nice. Wow. Yeah. Where did you buy yours from?
TBC.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I checked some in supermarkets and they were like for kids. And I was like,
no, I think you'd really like the ones. They're like mandala shaped ones at Texas Center, at Sarit Center.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So now we move to the topic of the episode, which is money. So we're going to talk about financial freedom and what that looks like for you. So we'll start from Aisha. When you think about, or when you hear people talking about financial freedom, what does that mean, Amma? What does that look like for you?
For me, it comes down to one word, which mm-hmm. is security.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, security is quite relative.
Mm-hmm.
And in as much as it's relative to different people, it's also relative to ourselves at different points in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
What might have been security for me in high school, small pocket money, feeling myself, is totally different from what security is to me now.
Even last year.
So I think it's just actively analyzing what taxes. Security even is last year. Now.
It's yeah, very it's totally different by now.
Your taxes now, Ngezeka, the shilling, things are changing when it comes to our currency. Nah. Mishahara si ati inapanda kila siku.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think now for me, security is active stability. When I say stability, I'm open to vitumzuri. So I'm actively going to work hard so I can maintain my expensive habits.
Okay.
Or at least the habits I deem as expensive that I just like and enjoy.
So from what you've said, financial freedom for you is being able to maintain the lifestyle or the standard you've set
yes,
for yourself.
Yes, definitely. Now. So having my basic necessities
mm-hmm.
and my 2 luxuries, that's very important. We do not help suffer.
You?
On my end, I'd say financial freedom is maintaining the standard, just as she's
mm-hmm.
mentioned,
mm-hmm.
but also time.
Oof, that's a deep
time.
One.
Mm-hmm.
You
okay.
get like, if I want to just go to South Africa mm-hmm. now, mm-hmm. I don't have to talk to someone to ask for permission.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I want this time off. Like, I can just take the time
off. He really hates control.
Yeah, like, I can just, like, take the time off, mm-hmm. you know? So that's what financial freedom is, being able to own my time.
Okay.
And I think you do that once you've attained a certain level
mm-hmm.
of, like, financial freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Mikael, do you ever feel guilty considering what kind of season we're in, like the fact that we're in our youth right now, do you ever feel guilty taking a day off? Because I do.
Yeah, I do.
Day off
I
from
working. The industry.
Yeah, now is when I have the strength to work. Why not?
Yeah. 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 I think I had that problem a week ago where there's a day I slept. Like the morning hours, I just slept.
Mm-hmm.
Then I woke up at like 12. And I felt so wasted.
Yeah.
And I was like, but wait, people rest. People sleep. Like, why am I feeling too? Then a friend
bad
of mine told
it.
Me, yeah, then a friend of mine told me, I think with how you operate, you need to schedule time that this time you're free. So you won't do anything. That way your mind will be like, okay, you've not wasted time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, time to time, I feel really guilty if I've not done anything productive.
Oh, okay.
Can't be me.
Really? What does financial freedom look like to you?
So financial freedom for me looks like obviously being able to afford the things I want, the basic necessities.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing that financial freedom looks like to me is just being able to be there for like my family, my immediate family in the event they need me financially like that. Not at someone black comes tax. To you and it's like, Hakuna. Black tax, yes. Yeah.
Do you factor in black tax into security now for yourself?
I do. Mostly in terms of generational wealth.
I do too.
Let's unpack that. What do you mean by that?
I genuinely would want to create generational wealth in terms of for my kids to have my kids and their kids and their kids' kids to have the choice. It's a choice. They don't really have to do the family business, you know? But if I want to try something out, I could. Why? Because I think my folks created that platform.
Yeah, but that's not black tax. Black, because your kids are your responsibility.
Yeah.
Yes.
Your legacy, okay, depending on what different people would say, but for me personally, legacy to that respect is my responsibility.
Yeah.
But now it comes, black tax is essentially what might not necessarily be your responsibility.
Okay. Yeah. I think, yeah, the same. I'd want to.
You factor it in.
Yeah, I think
you want to be Uncle Nani.
Me, I want to be Uncle Nani.
Exactly.
And you make things happen.
Yeah.
You
know, and I keep telling my friends, it's so important for us to like do good by ourselves because in as much as we have our kids, your kids are not necessarily my responsibility and the like, but I would love to be the auntie that's just like, I sent Auntie Nani Nani, Auntie.
Exactly.
Or that's you're not in my space and your child wants to enter my space. You it's have easy. Nani.
That's
yeah, because yeah, like we were saying last week, your grades aren't the only thing that's going to get you wherever. Whether it's mentorship, this, that, you need a community of good people around you. So you could trickle that down to your kids.
So now that we've explained what financial freedom looks like to us, do you think you can ever reach a point and say, hey, Nyewe, now you make enough of this money, I can rest. You are talking guilty about resting. Yeah, that's just like to come on you.
I think start with that.
Wow. I recently, only God knows how I got to this side of TikTok to some extent, but I got to the eat the rich kind of side of TikTok. People were talking how insanely crazy 1 billion as an amount is. And what the kind of...
1 billion just
dollars. $1 billion. And the kind of unethical practices that have had to have gone into the creation of that. I didn't go away past that because, you know, sometimes I'm actively thinking about different things. In different eras, we've had different standards of
wealth.
I hate to say this, what a god is. Okay. If you guys have watched American Gods, you can get it. So at, say, for example, the 70s, 60s, it was oil and a bit before that. And then later on, it became, what did it become? No, it wasn't oil then.
There was gold.
There was gold. There was oil.
Then oil, data. Steel. Steel like the metal.
Wasn't metal that before? And stuff.
Question. No, it was the same time together.
Is this from a show? You got all this from a show?
No, this is just me actively thinking about what the stand, what
the measure of wealth has been over time.
Yes. Right now, it's actively data. So you see, the God keeps on changing.
Yeah.
So, I. But. Gosh, I've even lost my trail of thought. Where was I going with this?
We were asking whether you if you think you can ever.
I can ever amount to. Yeah. So, I mean, as according to now my like childhood traumas when it comes to money and everything, I actively know again what would be enough. Like I said, just the basic necessities, the kind of luxuries I like. I was even telling Miguel beforehand, I'm not into cars like that. As long as I can move from point A to point B, I'll be chill. So I'm not looking for a Maserati or this. So I think I can get to a point
and just decide.
Yeah. You?
I don't believe money will ever be enough. Genuinely, I don't think money will ever be enough because you get, let's say you make 100 G's. No, let's say you're at 50 G's a month, and you're like, the moment you got that 50 G's, you're like, wow, this is good, you know? Give it 3 months. You're like, you know what? Now you start hanging out with maybe people with 100 G's and you see what they're able to afford. So that way, again, your appetite grows. The same way when you used to, when you're used to eating like one piece of chicken, after some time, it'll feel like, you know what?
It's kidogo.
Yeah. You get like the appetite. No, but you see like it continues growing. So I feel like money will never really be enough. But practicing like gratitude contentment to like what you have, that will help you at least reduce the pressure of, you know what, like I want more.
Can we fathom how much $1 billion is?
$1 billion is money to last your lifetime, my generation.
I think I saw someone calculating. Crazy.
That is more than
spending like $1 billion in. It's like you use, I think, 40,000
every day.
Mm-hmm. You use, yeah, dollars or something, whichever. You'd use, I think, like 60 years to finish like $1 billion. So you're not making
that's
anymore.
A lot even.
Yeah, okay. But you don't you think even anyone that uses 40,000 day, for using 40,000 just today, maybe, sawa, kesho labda natumia maybe 3, this, that, 40,000 daily.
Every day.
Yeah, it's highly unethical. What are you even spending that
exactly,
on?
Exactly. So it'll take you like so many years because I think a million. I can't remember the calculation.
I think I've seen this on Twitter before.
So will $1 billion be enough? Like,
because if you give me, if you give me $1 billion, ni sawa. Abu me, like ni yoni mingi.
Hey, mi kwangu sioni kani mob.
What are you?
But it's independent one.
Very red flag. I said it from the beginning of this episode.
No, even if uko na mtu, na mko na watoto, na mko na 40,000 daily.
Okay.
And it's not like that billion comes from like 40,000
Kenya shillings in kidogo. Come on, 40,000 US.
Yes, because it's not like it's coming like you've won the lottery and you have no house, you have no car. By the time you've gotten to that kind of status, you already have the house, you already have the car.
Okay,
even if you're upgrading your house and you sell the other, the math just doesn't math for me.
For me, I'm not using that much. I agree with what he's saying.
I really don't think
unafika mahali unasema pesa imetosha because different levels, different devils.
Exactly.
So leo nikona kunajua kama sahi, I'm sure ukikaa chini as a young person, 24 year old unakaa unaangalia, if I was to get salary ya 200k per month, I think I'd live the most comfortable life.
I know.
Unafika hiyo point ya 200,000 salary, unataka kuja uishi Riverside, unataka...
But your responsibilities are also different.
Exactly. And that's why money will never be enough. Yeah, that's why I will never reach a point and say, oh my God, I think I'm earning enough to pay my rent. I'm earning enough. And enough is
don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you're earning enough to the extent where you stop actively pushing to the different purposes you have and the like.
Uh-huh. And now I'm just saying
you're still running on fumes and the scarcity mindset where I need to collect more. Do you think you'll still be there?
Yeah. Okay.
No, I think it changes.
Based off of evidence, though.
$1 billion.
Based off of evidence. Uh-huh. Because kiangalia billionaires wa dunia, they never stopped at their first billion.
Yeah, they never stopped making money then.
But I think it's because money is not the end goal.
Yeah.
When money is not the end goal, you keep going.
It was a specific
purpose. You'd be like, I have this list of 12 ideas that I want to do. Mm-hmm. I've done number one, done number two, done number three. I'm making more money. I'm like, let me do number five. You get, then you make more money. So I feel like it's, if you put money number one, I feel like maybe that's where it will not be enough.
And even if it's purposeful, look at something like Apple and the like. Because it's in tech, it just continues developing as tech develops. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you'll still be a billionaire, but like...
a billion? She does not understand.
You can't fathom?
Your TikTok, I see how the math will math.
It'll be really nice to... To be a billionaire. Oh my God, it'll be really, really nice.
Sasa jikukua na pesa ina to stress. I just want all of us to like recollect a time when we were broke. Like, not broke with a Q, but like dead broke. Yeah. Where you couldn't afford things and how that maybe affected you, your friends, your options and all that. Huh. So we'll start from you. We've started from that end a lot.
Okay, first of all, broke is relative.
Don't do that to you. I saw that meme.
You know, your broke is different. Maybe my broke in a steak kila siku.
Which is okay.
You know,
now explain what your broke is to you.
Damn.
That's to danganye, bro.
I think being broke is not being liquid.
Okay.
Let me explain.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think there's a time that I needed to access some cash.
Mm-hmm.
And you have all these investments just like they're seated, but they're not chucking money. You get, but you need the money instant. So I think, yeah, that's what I'd say being broke is to me in terms of just not being liquid. You get like, they want to get like maybe a gift or something. Then I can't chuck the cash. I think that's what I'd say being broke is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you need to be liquid.
Okay.
Before we proceed,
you're
just based off your definition of broke, it's very interesting. So I'm wondering, as an individual, do you ever have the thought of you ever being at square zero? Now, you've given us your definition of broke, but like the average definition of broke
is,
I'm assuming according to the dictionary.
No money, no investments. Like
no nothing.
Yeah, it's a fear.
It's a fear, but it's not necessarily something you actively think about.
I used to. I think when I was, back when you were in uni, I used to really think about it a lot.
Dark days. Yeah. It's like, should I use my last 100 on these fries? I'm going to cool home.
Exactly. So I used to think about it a lot. Like, damn.
But is it something you've lived?
No.
Okay.
Fortunately, no. Mm-hmm. Not that way. That's why I'm saying maybe being broke is relative. Yeah. Because it depends. You know, there's someone who's broke, they don't have like food, maybe
basics. Worrying about the next
meal. Yeah, exactly. The next the meal. Yeah, I think, yeah, no.
Okay, Aisha. Yeah.
Wow, my definition of broke is honestly just the basic definition of broke, not having that shit scares the living life out of me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, it's crazy. I've had an experience when I was younger from going from a proper have to proper have-nots. And it, as a child, it was very traumatic. But I think, by virtue of the fact that I had my family unit as a constant, things were always fun. I think I always took it as an adventure, you know? Like, so we had to move around a lot and everything, and it was just one of those things. Because I've been around. I've been to 13 schools across 3 countries. It's nimekua.
13 schools.
Yeah, my G. And I think that's why it's so easy for me to get to know people. Mm-hmm. I was always the new girl. I can walk in a space full of people. I don't know a single person. I'm like, hi.
I'm still comprehending. 13 schools.
How many schools did you go to? I could have gone to like up to 5 schools in a year. So
I went to 1 school, and I think because my parents were very comfortable 5 schools. People. Hey, you mean any? My parents around. Once they got comfortable in a place. To move their mama to just convince them that something else
five
is better.
Schools, like my whole life.
Janza kuambia how many to courts, estates, and like flats I've lived in. Those ones I've never bothered to count.
Crazy, bruv.
That's crazy.
But move was, I've had a lot of that. So not to say ati it was like binary up, down, this, that. When we did get to a certain point, we went back, stayed with my mom's family, which was fun. It was great. Nice to get to know them. We were in a different country as well. So I got that experience. And that's why I'm saying it was such a journey. So by the time we came back to Kenya, my mom had already established herself some type of way. We just started moving up from there. It was a great journey. And I think from there, I'm sort of glad I got that experience, to be honest. Because there's a certain type of gratitude I will never not have.
Yeah.
Like, say for example, yesterday I made 5 bob, today I made 6 goals. Yesterday I made 5 bob, today I made 4. As long as I've made something. I love the fact that I got that kind of grounding when I was younger. It was very easy for me to, you know, come down to earth, talk to everyone and this, that. Because I feel like if I stayed where we started when I was younger, I would have been a spoiled brat. So, but it does change my attitude towards money because it's something I actively think about and stress over. And that's why I think I'm someone that actively works so hard all the time. It's really, there was a certain time you asked me what if I wake up the same time every day. And I told you, even on a Saturday, so I might have gotten home like at 6 when I was lit or something. The latest time I wake up is like 9:30, 10. I can't go back to sleep. It's just one of those things. And I'll have an early evening, but it's just, I can't wake up late. I feel like I have to justify my rest. And now those are things I'm dealing with in adulthood.
I'm looking at you and I'm smiling.
Yeah.
And the reason why I'm smiling is because from the very, I think from the very first day we met, I kind of told you we're like, I feel like we're
Oh my mirrors. Gosh, the first day we met, we're just actively oversharing through a span of 30 minutes. And then we came at each other like, damn.
It's like,
okay, so did you, crazy. Was that like a trauma bond?
Were no, you it's
like,
not. Sorry, I, don't trauma think so.
I think it's just because we're similar people. Okay. She doesn't have a problem like being, she's such an open book and I'm also such an open book. Yeah. But it's just now the way I'm experiencing the world, it's like I'm trying to close the book, you know, because it's it's a bit too dangerous.
Yeah. And I don't say we actively trauma bond because it's rarely anything you'll ever see us like catching up on, to be honest. Like, oh my gosh, shoddy brokenness.
No,
no, we just catch up this, that, you know, life friendly.
When she talks about like being from haves and have not, even my definition of broke is the similar. Basic definition of definition of guy, my God.
It's been a long day, but it's okay.
It's the basic definition of being broke.
Yeah.
Where today we don't know where money is going to come from. Okay. Ama, you don't know if there'll be tissue in the toilet tomorrow. And then there's this thing Akinadidi. You know Akinadidi P. Diddy? Mm-hmm. There's a time he told his story and he said the way he used to sleep on the floor and like roaches, 15 roaches would be on his head. And people are like, Ajay.
Yeah.
I also watched Viola Davis's story and she was
that
saying
one was so hard
they were living in a house. The house was literally falling apart while they're still
it had
living
no
in
heat
it.
During the winter.
No heat during winter and rats. Mm. I'm just like,
yeah,
I
go
know
to
that.
School.
I can relate to that. So mm-hmm. I have experienced being from here and also being down there. And for me, you experienced it at a younger age. For me, I think I experienced it when I was a bit
older,
maturer. Mm-hmm. So I could really feel it affecting me because mm-hmm. it affected my options in terms of friends. Because now, you know, when you come,
especially
in high school,
in puberty,
you come to school,
yeah.
people are talking about the way SG they did what? I'm just like, I can't relate.
No,
I'm
totally
SG the one what's up.
I saw
like,
that
what's
me,
up?
But I was afraid of breaking the sharpener because the chick said it's from US. You know?
Exactly.
I was like, yeah.
At SG, they have WhatsApp. I'm like, what's that? And then all those things. So in terms of that. And then also, I was really such a confident child coming up. And then when those things happen.
It does make you insecure.
For me, I couldn't separate the struggles of home with. So
yourself
I used to carry them
person.
In school. So it really, I became a shelf of myself and all those things. Mm-hmm. So being broke, having no money is bad. And then in uni, Jesus Christ. Mkwa msema, ukona 100, una figure, una. Utakula na chips ama utapanda.
Yeah.
Au utapanda na yomat. So now growing up, I think that's also why I really do work so hard. That's why I do the things I do because
even if they make you uncomfortable, we see you.
But going back to such that kind of life.
Yeah.
So. Okay. I think I can also add to that. Mm-hmm. Mine wasn't like broke mm-hmm. in terms of maybe knowing what the next meal is, mm-hmm. you know, such stuff. I think mine I'd say was just as you said, like, if you didn't experience that, maybe you'd be spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I was spoiled, though. I can't really say mm-hmm. that. Also, my friends can't say that.
Mm-hmm.
But there was this period where, like, money reduced,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, at home.
Yeah.
And I think that's what...
you noticed.
There are certain things that I was like, you know what, maybe mm-hmm. I'd get this, we'd buy this, we'd do this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then it now shifted to, I will do this.
Yeah.
I will. So I feel like there was that a bit of a dive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then it was a really hard time because,
mm-hmm.
you know, there are certain things you're used to. Let's say the luxuries.
Yeah.
You're used to that, but then now they're not there anymore.
And there's some observations that really make you shift into a mature mindset quite early.
Yeah. So I think... That
as a child, because I can't actively say like mm-hmm. I didn't know what I was going to eat the next day or this or that.
Mm-hmm.
But you.
Like that fear.
So it's actively something even as a, because mine happened in quite formative years in my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot. So even just moving around that, I actively move through the mindset of now my life is my responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
If I end up anywhere near there, it is my fault.
My fault, yeah.
Actually, it wakes me up in the morning.
Yeah. No, but I think I'd give a different scenario if you are talking with my sis, you know, like my sis, mainly last one. So how she experienced
how
life.
How many kids are you?
We're just two.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How she experienced life. I think we were just talking about it some, like, was it like last month? We were all home and she was like, you know, it's your fault, you know, like talking to my folks.
Mm-hmm.
It's your fault how he is, because that's why he's working so hard because of also how he's been brought up, you know, certain things. So he needs to afford that.
Unpack it for me. Unpack it for me. Because as a last born, usually you wouldn't hear the notion of I work so hard because
I get that a lot in terms of, but you work so hard. I've never seen a last born doing that.
Yeah.
I don't know how that.
Oh,
really funny. Yes, it's really funny. It's really funny. You know, but it's
hang out with a couple of last borns.
No, I have. I get why. But then I think like also just my folks instilling in me that you know what. It's because I wasn't given everything equal to. You know, there are certain things like I had to work hard for.
Mm-hmm.
I think the best gift I ever got was my PS.
Mm.
Yeah. And I think, that's one of the best gifts. And it's because of my hard work. You know, I remember like I really, really wanted a PS. Then, you know, you go to your mom and be like, I want a PS. And they're like, okay, go talk to your father. And I go there and she's like, what does your mom say? And I'm like, come on, just
you
buy
know,
it. You know?
Now that I think about it, what was the female equivalent for a PS? Because even me, I remember my brother got nini beyond Masimo and nini.
Like a bicycle.
No, mine was a PS2. Oh my God.
I mean, imagine she's asking the female version
of PS.
Oh,
when we're like in high school.
What do you think of it? It was simple. My dolly, my teddy bear.
No, babe, when we're a bit older, because these guys, when they migrated from... if you used to see any guy kwa esto or something, aki migrate kutoka ako ka PS2 yake mpaka ka PS3.
Yeah.
Vileani yule mse, everyone is at his place mpaka usiku. Like,
I know. I used to get out of trouble for that.
Sisi tulikuwa tu.
Ye mulikuwa tu, man.
Kai.
Likani mulikuwa tu.
Oh, it was our Vampire Diaries era. We were fighting over the TV.
Okay, for that.
Maybe.
Okay. So now that you guys are a bit grown and maybe you have experiences with being broke and also having money and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What can you say is your relationship with money as at now? Is it good? Is it bad? Sometimes maybe good. Sometimes maybe shit. Can I go first?
Yes. Because we're trying to figure out who's going to go first.
So I think my relationship with money now, and it's something I'm doing very consciously, is really removing myself from that scarcity mindset. Mm-hmm. Because when you experience lack, it's very easy for you to stay in that and even believe like there's no more for you.
Yeah.
So I'm really actively moving away from that mentality of, I have a ceiling, that there's a ceiling for me. Mm-hmm. And then also, honestly, I'm not afraid to spend it. Even if I don't know if tomorrow I'll get a gig or if tomorrow a brand will approach me, I'm not afraid to spend it, especially if it's for basic needs.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if it's to treat myself. Because the same me who worked for it and got it here is the same me who will do it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. And it's fueled also by the fact that I've seen people. The more frugal you are, or the more you feel like you're saving, the more you feel like I'm not spending, the more you will never see that money.
Yeah.
People who spend it without that fear, without the restriction, always have money flowing to them.
It's an energy.
And I can attest to that because ever since I switched,
it's
like even when I spend my last coin tomorrow, it's like, hey, I'd like to work with you. And I'm like, So I'm really, my relationship with money now is I'm not approaching it from a point of it's scarce, or even when someone asks me for money, my first nini is not to nyema them. I'll give you, if you bring it back, if you return it to me, it's fine. If you don't return to me, I'll cut my losses and stuff like that. But money is in abundance. Mm-hmm. That's my relationship with money now.
Yeah. I'm still balancing off that pivot, to be honest.
That's a good answer. That's a good answer.
It really is, yeah. I'm still balancing off that kind of those scales right now because I still have at the back of my mind, this is something I actively really, I know I need to unpack because at the back of my mind, I would never want to go back home and be a burden there.
Mm-hmm.
So in as much as, yes, I know I deserve good things and I'm going to try my best to keep myself in not necessarily a randomly spending habit, but siyo kujinyima, I still always actively think about, are you safeguarding yourself? Are you being okay? Are you making the right decision this way, that way? And that's why I'm so big on budgeting. Like, if you look at my phone, my notes app, I literally have a budget for everything. Miguel, I'm going to sign kichapa esabu when I was calling Sujui who. This particular paper, that, just doing my end of June kind of budget and everything. On my laptop, there's the same. I have a spreadsheet for close to all my expenses. Mm-hmm. There's always that treat yourself. You know, that's how, but close to all my expenses, just so I, not necessarily nijinyime, I just, I'm a very self-critical person. Like, I like to hold myself accountable. So I actively see what I've made from this, that, what month was this, what month was that, what needed a big buy, what was this, was I buying anything emotively just to get to know myself more? So I'm still in that very sensitive and critical area when it comes to dealing with money, but I'm actively aware of it and I try to help myself lean back when I need to. But yeah, that's where I'm at.
You, what's your relationship with money now?
I think I'd say the same. It's like half-half,
depending
on the scenario, like the situation, because I'm also really big on budgeting.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm really big on saving. Yeah, I'm really big on saving. It helps. I have this concept of maybe there could be like a rainy day, you know? So just don't spend it all. Don't be too frugal, like just holding the money like all the time. I don't want this to go, you know?
But have you had this thing for the moment you throw your money into the savings account, the rain comes tomorrow?
No, it depends. It depends.
Brightness kidogo na tope
sense. Kesho. I love kesho.
First of all, I don't save where it is
easily accessible.
You need to have that discipline.
But I'm sure it takes like 2 days.
I've actually never used this.
Like, it's just too accessible. Yeah.
Oh, you have a fixed one.
I have a fixed savings, and then now the whole aspect of a portfolio for different investments, and then to do this. Account.
Yes. So with working with, in terms of, you know, don't go back to where you had zero. So there's that. But then again, it's more of, I like, which rapper was this? It was like, go get you some money, you'll feel different. know? Yeah, like you feel confident. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying confidence should come from money, but there's that confidence, you know, like it brings, you know. Sometimes I think that's
even happiness.
They say.
Even mental health.
Yes.
As we talked about this before.
Yeah.
Una stress zingine ukikama mwesota.
Una stress zingine zimetoka.
Usiniangalia vingine, by the way. Unaangalia.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. So you see certain things, it helps with that.
Yeah.
But I'd say I have a healthy relationship currently. I'm not just spending it all and also not saving it all. Mm-hmm. You know, like also living, mm-hmm. but then planning ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But right? Also on it's that, important. I also noticed my attitude towards you spending money was different mm-hmm. from when I was initially learning how to bank on my skills.
Mm-hmm.
So learning how to bank on your skills, skill set and everything and sell yourself to the extent where you make a certain amount of money and can grow from there mm-hmm. is also very important. When you see your growth and everything, I think you settle into the whole aspect of haishi.
Haishi.
Yeah. No,
which
values.
I relax kidogo. Nitumie vizuri, but haishi.
I think it lies in the essence of value. I meet a lot of people saying, I want to make so much money. And the question is, how will you make that money? They don't know.
Mm.
And I feel like where there's value, there's money. There'll always be money. Where there's value, there'll always be money.
And if it's, if it's not there, it's on the way.
Exactly. Yeah, you get in terms of, there's this thing my friend says, he's like, you have my money.
Mm-hmm.
The only way is now for me to convince you
that
to get
you
it
have
out
my
of
money.
Your
yes. Okay.
You get.
Yes,
and how will you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Just offering you value.
It's what that sell me a pen kind of scenario.
Yes, exactly.
I need to watch The Wolf of Wall Street again.
Yeah. That was a crazy one.
But yeah, I'm also those people who have been broke before. I never died. So kind
of dangerous.
Kinda.
But does
dangerous.
The support of your family make you feel safe?
Ninio?
Does the support of your family make you feel safe? That you're not alone?
A bit.
Yeah.
And I loved it when you mentioned that when you were experiencing that with your family, it didn't even matter. Like even us, when we were having those bad days, mm-hmm. oh my God.
Yeah.
It was really just, it's okay. We don't have food, all of us. We are not eating. See, we are not eating, all of us. It's not just one person. Or if there's something, we'd share it, all of us and all those things. Then when you go to other families and it's like, oh, what do you want? Joy or nini. They have a lot, but they don't even care about each other. Nini.
It's actually crazy. Like different dynamics you'd notice when you enter people's houses.
No, that's
not to say that they had very bad ones. You're just like, oh, kumbe watu wanakuanga hivyo.
Yeah, no, I think we live in a materialistic world where everything we say is, I need to make money, I want to be this baller and everything. Mm-hmm. But even when I'm talking to my mentors, they're like older, 45 mm-hmm. above. And they're always like, there are certain things money won't buy. I know we all want
to
be...
Yeah, but you realize we all that after get, you have money, Miguel.
Yes.
That's such
true.
A
no, but you see, you
like
can't...
need to acknowledge that.
No, I feel
being
like,
able to say that, it really
minis
me off the wrong way sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Pato Ranking in one of his songs actually says... Okay, what's the lyric? Nimesahau, but I look for it.
In Mbaji.
Huh? No, it's not Pato. It's Adekunle Gold.
Yes, he says, money don't buy happiness, but I won't be foolish. So go get yourself fast, then you learn.
And I feel like that's such an important message because...
No, it is.
Let me not even start talking
about it. Okay. I think we all get it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is don't make money the only priority in your life.
Okay.
You get... You mm-hmm. see, certain times, you're so focused on making money that you don't understand other things that you need to eat.
Yeah.
You know, I've... Mean me your point where I'm so focused like on my goals, but, this needs to work. Mm-hmm. I even forget eating. So what does that do to my health? So even when I get the money, you just say, "Dakwana to me, Aji."
My point is, there's some lessons that people active you
want to learn by yourself.
Not even you want to. Some I would be denying you a very crucial lesson in your life by trying to just actively tell it.
Or
to
tell you, okay,
yeah.
No, I think it's because people understand. It's like how, sorry to say this, but some of these churches, this is a mashinani, and they tell people. Money is the cause of all evil.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's how it is in the Bible. It is the love of money is the root of all evil, not money itself.
Mm-hmm.
You get, if you prioritize money, that's how you become like a weird person and stuff. Mm-hmm. But then if you tell people that money is the root of all evil, now all those people are not going, Mr. Kipesa, unajuita ni haribu. You know, you're like, why? So it's just the same principle of money doesn't buy happiness because it just gets to some point, I think, and it's Jafika Apobado, so it's Jamaica's or multi-millions and billions and stuff, but just gets to a point where, you know, you'd be like, you also need to focus on other things in life, build other things if you have the chance. If not, then just focus on that.
I've enjoyed attending your TED Talk. You should actually do a masterclass on like money and stuff like that.
You know,
you guys have talked about budgeting and I'm outside.
I listen to him speak about the aspect of value mm-hmm. and knowing where you are and the mm-hmm. conversation he has with his friends. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling he has more a roadmap. In as much as you know, having a planning to fail, yo.
Oh yeah.
If you fail
Thank
to
you.
Plan,
you plan to fail.
And yes, I wanted to tell like you sounded like Akina Pepe Minamo.
I know Pepe Minamo is that guy.
I wanted to tell you, but I was like, hey, watch an SH
home. Yeah, you went to
shout out to Pepe Minamo, bro.
No, I think I just love the thing of chasing my goals. It's
I'll ask you where that stems from in another episode.
Because
really, I've been asking him the root of all his likes. Slowly.
In the next episode, we should talk about like saving tips and stuff like that.
So you bring me in the next... Okay,
yeah, we'll bring you back.
Yeah,
or even, a masterclass. There's value there. So you can challenge tickets, like 500 bob to be taught.
And you can do that with
Nini.
Your friend. Who? Your friend. He knows what I'm talking about.
On the shoot. Short V.
No. No, he knows what I'm talking
about. Anyway, guys, before we close this, I wanted us to play a game.
They'd be interested.
I wanted us to play a game.
If they'd be interested.
Okay. Yeah.
So I wanted us to play a game. And this game, I want you to like rub your head as you rub your belly. No, tap your head and rub your belly. Let's see if you can do it.
I think
tap.
I've seen this. Okay.
Tap and rub. Okay.
Aisha is doing it.
What? Okay, is this in the head or in the forehead?
Oh, what I mean?
See, tap your head. Ni...
Hey, okay. Tap your head. Okay. Or belly.
Okay. Or you tap.
Yeah, tap.
Okay. Which one are we tapping, babe?
Am I doing the correct thing?
No.
No. I'm not I think the thing is,
I'm doing
one
the correct
to go
thing.
Clockwise, the other to go anti-clockwise.
So you do it.
No, I...
You can't. Then I give you instructions.
No, but that's the
no,
game.
No, Aisha is...
One to go clockwise, anti-clockwise. So you told me to tap and to...
Yeah. Am I doing the... See, me, I'm really... I'm rubbing and tapping.
Yeah, I think
I'm supposed to rub my forehead and tap my belly.
Yeah.
Oh, that one's hard.
Okay.
I'm tapping my belly, right?
Oh, we're doing it. Okay, I thought it would be hard. Anyway, thank you guys
smart
for
individuals.
Watching.
IQ Eco High.
What is it? Are we like firing different sides of our brain or something? Yeah. What is that for?
I don't know. It was just an exercise we were doing with my friends on like last week Friday.
They didn't tell you the reason behind the exercise?
I don't know, but I remember someone mentioned. I'll find out.
Are you doing exercises without knowing the reasons behind the exercise?
Yeah. I'll find out. What was the ritual?
They said no. Oh my god! Nimepeana nyota. But the thing they said was, it's difficult for us to do that at the same because we're using the same side of our brain.
Left.
But that's my homework. Yeah. I'm going to find out why they did that exercise.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I mean, I jumped
with our
Anyway, thank you guys for watching the Cycles Podcast. Be sure to like this episode, share, and subscribe. Also, be sure to follow us on our social media platforms at Cycles_podcast on Instagram or Maeve Cheryl on Instagram and Maeve Cheryl One on Twitter. Follow Michael Wakubwa, Miguel Wakubwa.
Wakubwa_Miguel.
And Aisha Uchada.
Aisha Uchada, no_nothing. Just Aisha Uchada everywhere.
See you on the next episode. Bye.
Ciao for now.